Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Hello and welcome to Today in Sports Betting for Monday, March 28th. I'm your host, Doug Reed, and as always, you can find me at Doug_Reed34 on Twitter. That's _REID34 on Twitter. This is a Sports Ethos presentation, as always, and if you're not following a couple of our Twitter accounts, I highly recommend you check these out. One is Ethos Fantasy BK, BK for basketball. It is the single most dominant basketball and fantasy news feed out there. You get all the NBA news in one handy Twitter feed throughout the day. Faster in the competition provides more analysis too. Again, that's Ethos Fantasy BK on Twitter, especially if you're near fantasy basketball playoffs right now. And even if you're not, even if from a wagering point of view, we constantly update starting lineups, who's sitting out throughout the day. It's a great tool. We've also started a new Twitter handle for fantasy baseball. So it's the same thing. It's Ethos Fantasy, but BB for baseball. Highly recommend you check that out. And we're going to be doing the same thing throughout the summer. Daily transactions, moves, player lines or game lines, player movement. So highly suggest you check that out. And if you're into props, and on today's show, I'm actually going to hit on more props than I usually do. So if you are, I highly recommend you get on this as well. A new partner of ours, a fairly new partner of ours, Thrive Fantasy. That's Thrive. You prop up with Thrive on their daily fantasy mobile app, on their mobile app. You can find that at thrivefantasy.com. You use the code ETHOS, E-T-H-O-S, when you sign up to get 100% deposit match bonus on your first $100, plus either two or four free game tickets to play. You pick the player props on the biggest names every night. You score props. You score points when those props hit, and the players with the most points at the end of the night win the prize money. Check out the Sports Ethos DFS team as well if you're looking for daily prop advice or daily player advice, which in turn leads to props. And if you're a member, if you're not a member at Ethos, check us out at sportsethos.com. And some of our packages there. You can get in our wagering package, or you can also get our DFS package. But if you are a member, I highly recommend you check out our Discord. We actually have a Thrive channel in our Discord. So just for prop games at Thrive within our Discord. So you can go there for daily advice and daily information. And you can also check out, I'm often in our basketball, our NCAA, our NHL, our NBA, our MLB, channels as well. So if you are a member, I highly recommend you get in there and check us out in the Discord. So big weekend passed, lots of exciting games, obviously, across the sports world. But the biggest one was the Sweet 16 and the Elite Eight games that we saw. And I think everybody's hoping for St. Peter's and maybe Miami to squeak in the Final Four. It didn't happen. Instead, we're going to have, I think, one of the best Final Four matchups we've seen in a decade. We have nothing but blue bloods there. Going to be some great basketball. First game is Villanova at Kansas. These are on Saturday, so I'm probably going to watch the line. I've got a few thoughts now, but I'm probably going to watch the lines as the week goes on. Villanova is the first game, Saturday at 6:09 p.m. Right now, Villanova is +4.5 against Kansas, total 132.5. Money line looks interesting to me because I think both these games are coin flips. So a money line at Nova at +167 is the best value that I see right now. You can get Kansas at -192. So again, I'm going to wait on that a little. Wouldn't mind maybe taking Villanova +4.5 or their +167 money line. The second game is UNC versus Duke. And what's interesting here is all year long, everybody talked about how the ACC was down and terrible. They're only going to have two or three teams. 3 months ago, I think UNC was probably on the bubble, and they've just had a historic run, in my opinion. They played fantastic. However, going against Blue Devils, they're underdogs. So UNC comes in at +4, total 151. And again, the money line to me screams value here. UNC at +165, you can get Duke at -185. So if I had to make a call today, I would look at Nova at +167 on the money line, North Carolina at +165 on the money line. Because I think both these games are coin flips, and I think any of those four teams could win. And at that kind of plus money, if you're betting on both games, as long as one wins, then you're in the black for the final four round. Anyways, we'll touch on that a little more as the week goes on. Instead, we'll get to the NBA board. There's 9 games in the association tonight. I'm not really on the side or totals of any. A couple props I'm going to get to in a second. We start off with Atlanta traveling to Indiana. Atlanta is -8, total 236.5. Bogdanovich and Collins are out for the Hawks. And Indy has all their injuries. Turner, Brogdon, Duarte, Jackson are out. Badatse is a question mark. Not that he's a huge factor, but a big man down low for them. This is just too much of a spread here. Atlanta, I think, wins easy. They're on the road, though, and laying 8 points. If I had to take a side, I would lean Indy, but just too big a number for me. So it's a fade for me. The next game is Denver travels to Charlotte. Charlotte was on the road yesterday, back home today. In the second half, they're back-to-back. Nuggets find themselves 3.5-point favorites on the road, 233.5 is the total. No major injuries here. Charlotte obviously still has Hayward out. If I had to take a side here, I would probably lean Charlotte at home. They've been playing really well lately. I love watching them play. I love the way they're playing. But on the second of a back-to-back going against Denver, I am fading this game, but again, I would lean to Charlotte. Third game of the night has Orlando traveling to Cleveland. The Cavs find themselves 9-point favorites, 217.5 is the total. For Cleveland, you still have Sexton and Rondo out. Jared Allen's out as well. Dean Wade is questionable. I think he's out the last I saw. Not a big factor, but Cleveland laying 9 at home is again, like the other lines, just too many for me. I mean, it is that kind of silly season in the NBA where you see these lines and they're inflated one way or the other. And I like Cleveland to win. I like them to win by probably 6 or 7, but laying 9 is just too many for me. The next game is in the craziest line. Boston travels to Toronto. So Boston has been playing great. They're first in the Eastern Conference. Played at home last night. They're on the road. Traveled to Toronto. And basically, they left everybody at home, or more or less everybody. So the Raptors are 8-point favorites, total 209. You have Brown, Tatum, and Horford not playing for Boston. And Ken Birch is pretty much the only one not playing for the Raptors. Now, Boston's going to start, I was just looking up their starting lineup. They're going to start a respectable lineup, but I just, if anything, I would have to lean, sorry, I was trying to pull up. I would lean on the Celtics to cover, but it's still just too big a line for me to, sorry. Technical problems here. For me to back the Raptors at home. This line opened up last night. I think you could have got the Raptors about -4 because there was some question whether Tatum would play, but then with Brown was out and Horford is sitting both ends of the back-to-back, it's inflated to -8 for the Raptors. I would lean to Boston, but I'm not going to touch this game. The next game has the Bulls traveling to New York to play the Knicks. The Knicks were on the road last night and are at home tonight. Chicago 3.5-point favorite, 220 is the total. Lonzo Ball still out for the Bulls. Nerlens Noel, Rose, and Reddish all out for the Knicks. I don't see any value really in this line either. I would probably lean the Knicks. Well, I'd probably lean the Bulls actually. I'd lean the Knicks at home, but they played last night. I know not a big distance to get home there. But with that short line, I would probably lean the Bulls, but staying away from this game. The next game, Sacramento travels to Miami. The Heat find themselves 12.5-point favorites, 216.5 is a total. I'm not touching this line. I think Miami wins. I think they win easy. I think they could cover. But I think they're going to get up easy early and put it in neutral. Fox, Sabonis, and Holmes are all out for the Kings. And the only blemish on Miami's roster is Hero is a question mark. I am actually on this game for Sacramento's first half under of 52.5. So the total of 216. I have Sacramento's game total at about 102, 103. I just think that they're going to have a tough time. Miami's very good in defense. They've got Butler. They've got Adebayo back. They've got Lowry playing. They've got pretty much their full lineup. And I think their starters run for the first.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes. So doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
2.5, maybe 3/4. And because of that, and with Fox and Sabonis out and Holmes not playing, I think Sacramento's going to have a tough time scoring. Now, the problem is taking the full game under, I think once they rest all their players, the Heat, with the bench of them playing potentially still against the starters of Sacramento, you could see Sacramento put up some points in garbage time. So I was looking at the full game under. Instead, I'm going to go the first half under. So Sacramento, first half under 52.5. Is what I'm on, because I just don't see them scoring against the Heat's starting lineup. Next game is the Golden State Warriors on the back-to-back of two road games. They've left everybody at home for this one as well. They're in Memphis. Memphis finds himself at 11.5 point favorite. 221 is the total. And I pity the person who bought tickets to this game in Memphis early in the year. Would have been very excited for the big showdown. Instead, for Golden State, Curry's not playing, Klay's not playing, Draymond's not playing, and on Memphis' side, Ja Morant isn't playing. So what was the made-for-TV matchup of the night is no more. Clark and Jaren Jackson are questionable as well for Memphis. On this game, though, I'm actually on the team total. I'm actually on two props here. One is Tyus Jones for Memphis. He's starting to place Ja Morant. I'm on his points plus assists of over 19.5. So Tyus Jones, points plus assists over 19.5. In the four games that he started since Ja went down, his points plus assists have been 23, 15, 26, and 20. So he's cleared that four straight, getting a little more comfortable in that lineup. And I think even if they do get up, he's not necessarily someone they're going to put on the bench. I mean, if it's in the blowout in the fourth quarter, they might. But he's a young guy. He hasn't got a lot of run. They're not good. You know, if Ja were playing in this game and blowing Golden State out, yeah, there's a good chance he doesn't see the court at all in the fourth quarter. I think Tyus Jones might. And actually, I think Golden State might have the ability to keep this close. You still have Wiggins playing. You still have a decent bench that will probably lose. Will probably lose easily. But I could see them keeping it closer than 11.5-point spread. So I'm on Tyus Jones, his points plus assists over 19.5. I'm also on the Memphis team total for the game of over 116.5. The reason being is they've been playing some great ball lately. And 10 of their last 13 games, they have eclipsed the 116.5 point mark. So just to round them off quickly, 127 against Milwaukee, 133 against Indiana, 132 against Brooklyn, 122 against Houston. They only had 105 in a loss to Atlanta, 135 against Indy, 125 against Oklahoma City, 118 against the Knicks, and 132 against New Orleans. So I realize there are some weak teams in there, but the 127 against Milwaukee, 132 against Brooklyn, some pretty impressive numbers. They've been rolling offensively. Golden State is not going to have a great lineup in there. And like I said, even if the game gets out of hand, I still think that Memphis has the ability to just keep putting up points. I mean, Golden State is basically playing their bench, so maybe they go a little deeper into their bench. Maybe Memphis puts their bench out there, but I think they have the ability to run up a lot of points in the first three quarters and exceed their 116.5. So in that game, Montyus Jones, points plus assists over 19.5, and Memphis team total of over 116.5. Two more games on the board. San Antonio travels to Houston in the Battle of Texas. The Spurs on the road are 8.5-point favorites, total 232.5. Lonnie Walker is about the only notable name out for San Antonio. For Houston, you have Gordon, Wood, and Schroeder, all question marks. I like the Spurs here. I don't like them laying 8.5 points, but I can't back Houston at this stage in the season. They're clearly in tank mode, so this is stay away from me. And then the battle of the two teams tanking, Oklahoma City travels to Portland, and Oklahoma City is a 1.5-point favorite on the road, total 222. For OKC, you have these players are all out. Dort, Favors, Giddey, and Gilgeous-Alexander, and Bazley is questionable. For Portland, you obviously have Lillard and Nurkic out. You also have Hart, Bledsoe, Little, and Winslow. So this will be a bench game for both teams. And if either team had a few of those starters playing, I would be on them easy in this game. But with neither team really dressing any kind of their starting five, I don't really know who to play, what side to play here. So it's a complete stay away from me. Maybe the total under 222, but it's a complete stay away from me. So not on any game sides or totals, but on a few props in the NBA. Should be an interesting evening. We then move to the ice. In the NHL, there are five games tonight. Some interesting ones caught my eye, and also a couple props I'm going to talk about. We have Carolina at Washington. The Hurricanes minus 135 on the money line, Washington plus 115. Now, Carolina obviously is one of the elite teams in NHL, playing well. But Washington's been doing a little bit better lately. In March, they're 9-2-1. They've actually won the last five games against Carolina. However, that dates back to January 2020. So I don't really like to look at stats that far back. But Ovechkin's picked it up. The Caps are playing well. They play well at home. And they're doing well in March. So at a plus 115 line, I'm actually going to be on the Capitals here. I'm going to take the Caps plus 115. But the second game sees the Canucks travel to St. Louis. The Blues have really been struggling lately. Since the All-Star break, actually since January, since the All-Star break, they've struggled. And Vancouver's been playing well, playing a lot better under Bruce Boudreaux. So since he took over as coach, they're 24-11-7. Just seem to be a tighter team, playing much better. 2-0-2 in their last four. So not a lot to go on there, but I just like the way they've been playing. Versus the Blues in March are 3-6-3 with a 3.75 goals against. So they've just been struggling at home and on the road. And if I'm catching plus 135 with the Canucks, I'm happy to take that plus money in the money line. The Canucks, big player. So Elias Pettersson has 23 points in his last 19 games since the All-Star break. And JT Miller's just been on fire with 36 points in those 19 games since All-Star break too. So that 1-2 punch for the Canucks, they've been rolling. They're playing decent against a struggling Blues team. Has me on the Canucks catching plus 135. Next game is Buffalo at Chicago. Buffalo plus 145, Chicago minus 165. Didn't want to touch this game. That's a nice juicy number on the Sabres, but they're not a team you ever really want to back. The total is 6 goals. Maybe looked at that. That's a little, that's above that threshold of 5.5 that I would like to look at regularly. So not really going to touch anything there. The next game of the night is Arizona traveling to Edmonton. The Coyotes come in at plus 325. The Oil at minus 425. Total 6.5 here. And I'm actually on a prop of Ryan Nugent-Hopkins shots over 2.5 at minus 110. So by the implied goal total of 6.5, expected to be a lot of goals and expected to be Oilers' goals. So he's just back. He was out for about a month with an injury. So he's just back in his for last two games, I think. But what's interesting is he's on the first line power play. They move McDavid back to the point. So he's on the first line power play. Edmonton has the number 3 power play in the league. Arizona has the number 30 power play in the league. So 30th of 32 teams in the power play. For the Coyotes. So any advantage that the Oilers get, any power play they get, he's out there. He's on the first line. Good chance for getting shots on goals. And he has over 2.5 shots in 9 of his last 13 games and 4 of his last 5 games. So he starts on the second line, but he's on the first line of power play. I like Nugent-Hopkins to get over that 2.5-point shot total. The last game of the night has the Kraken of Seattle travel to the LA Kings. Kraken find themselves plus 170. Minus 200 if you're on the Kings. The total or game total you can get and even six, but plus 105. I'm not touching any of those lines. But I'm on another prop on LA, Philip Deneau, his shot total of over 2.5. And he's really woken up. Him and Anssi Kopitar have been playing really well lately. The Kings have kind of been middling along, but they've been playing well. So he has over 2.5 shots in 6 of his last 7, in 7 of his last 9 games. But in those last 6 games that he has it, he's got 5 shots, 7 shots, 0 shots, 4 shots, 3 shots, 4 shots, and 6 shots. So 29 shots in his last 7 games. So that's over 4 shots per game, and I'm getting his shot total for tonight at 2.5. He's playing right wing in the power on the first power play line. Now, the Kings' power play is not great by any stretch. It's 28th in the league, but the Kraken's power play is 29th in the league. So you've got a relatively ineffective power play, but still it's a power play against a very ineffective PK. So he should be able to generate a couple shots, and hopefully he can get him over the 2.5 there. He also has 17 goals since January 1st. Been kind of quiet in that department. He hasn't been quiet, but I don't think a lot of people realize how well he's been playing. And these guys, these two teams met in January 15th. Kings won 4-2, and he had 2 goals in that game. So I'm on Philip Deneau shots over 2.5 in that final game out west in the NHL. So some NBA props, some NHL props. A couple games I'm on the Capitals and the Canucks on their money line totals in the NHL. And that is about it. There's a couple NCAA games, but not really on the the games outside the March Madness that I'm going to look at. So hopefully everybody enjoyed the review of the boards today. Again, if you have any thoughts, comments, by all means hit me up. Again, it's Doug_Reed34 on Twitter. But before I go, quickly, a couple partners I want to remind you of here. One is Manscaped. I suggest you go to manscaped.com and use the code coupon code HOOPBALL20, that's 20, for 20% off your order and free shipping. And also, if you're looking for another sports book get better numbers, get other numbers, I highly recommend you check out mybookie.ag, and you can use the code HOOPBALL on the third page to sign up, and that will unlock deposit match bonuses there as well. Again, at mybookie.ag, use the code HOOPBALL. So hope everybody has a great night. Hope some of these props hit, and we will catch you tomorrow.
Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.